This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Brain Stuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. When heading off to visit the Mad Hatter and March Hare in the classic Lewis Carroll story, Alice in Wonderland, Alice utters, "The March Hare will be much the more interesting, and perhaps, as this is May, it won't be raving mad, at least not so mad as it was in March." The concept of the crazy March Hare dates back to at least the start of the 1500s, when English playwright John Heywood wrote, "And be as brainless as a March hare." While hares and rabbits are two distinctly different creatures, the hare is slightly larger with brown tips on its ears, both are known for going a little wild around the start of March. Not all that coincidentally, late February or early March also marks the start of the breeding season for these creatures, and that wild reputation is likely tied to mating rituals. As winter comes to an end and spring approaches, the male rabbit begins his search for female rabbits to mate with after the long winter dry spell. When he finds a rabbit that's interested, they engage in a courting ritual that can take many forms. Some rabbits show their interest by running and racing, others leap or hop, and some even take to boxing or fighting. After copulation, the male may stick around for a few hours before he's off in search of his next conquest. Male rabbits are polygamous, and dominant males will attempt to breed with all willing females on their turf, which can span as much as 25 acres. In areas with large concentrations of rabbits, there's quite a bit of courting going on. Humans who witness these rituals might easily wonder why the rabbits seem to be a little off, leading to the concept in question. Hares also do their fair share to contribute to this mad reputation. These docile-looking creatures use their powerful front legs to engage one another in rough-and-tumble boxing matches. While animal experts once believed these matches were mostly between male hares fighting over female hares, they now know that unwilling female hares box overly amorous males to make it clear that they're not interested. As for Alice's mad March hare in May, 2 months into breeding season, he may have had some time to sow his wild oats a bit. But anyone familiar with the story knows his madness was still going strong when Alice met up with him. For rabbits and hares, the wild behavior that begins in March can extend well into the autumn, thanks to the animal's relatively long breeding season. Today's episode is based on the article, Do Rabbits Really Go Crazy in March? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Bambi Turner. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.